A black and gray power uprising in Vallejo is demanding the return of a tournament-sized pool table donated to the Florence Douglas Senior Center by Vallejo native son, C.C. Sabathia, a Major League Baseball star currently pitching for the New York Yankees. The Senior Center has operated as a nonprofit corporation in Vallejo since 1977, but the Vallejo seniors who gathered there were primarily Caucasian until Sabathia donated the pool table and a large flat-screen TV. Both the pool table and its relationship to the African-American Yankees pitcher born and raised in Vallejo then attracted a growing number of African-American male seniors. In November 2014, however, center director Peter Wilson suddenly sold it for $100 and hired a security guard in case anyone objected. C.C. Sabathia's mother demanded that the valuable pool table be recovered, so the senior center bought it back for $1,700, but then turned around and donated it to the Omega Boys Club. KPFA's Ann Garrison has more.
The Florence Douglas Senior Center's executive director, Peter Wilson, said that the pool table was, quote, contributing to an undesirable environment. The multi-ethnic group of Vallejo citizens who have come together to demand the return of the pool table feel that what Wilson found undesirable was senior African-American males playing pool and socializing in what had previously been a Caucasian environment. These are some of their voices recorded at a protest outside the center earlier this year.
They took our table in November, and they never gave us the table back. They told us the table's gone, let's move on like we little kids.
I think it's racial because of the numbers. Board is white, we're black. So tell me another reason why you took the pool table away.
Nobody should donate to this organization until Wilson goes.
We should be on Friday. We came back on Monday, pool table gone.
I tried to leave it alone. I'm not hating on Mr. Peter Wilson. I'm not hating on the board members. What I'm hating on is that these niggas don't know how to stay in their place. That's what they doing. We don't know our place. A pool hall atmosphere. That's what they did. And I feel like I'm obligated for my daughters, for my children, to that, Jim Crow over.
Oh, it's definitely racially motivated. And the executive director, he had a problem, and he never addressed us that it was a problem until we came here and the pool table was removed, and they had armed guards in place of the pool table.
This week, Sharon McGriff Payne, a longtime Vallejo resident, author and historian, published an editorial in the Vallejo Independent Bulletin titled, "It's Not Just About a Pool Table." She wrote that her own African-American parents never felt welcome at the senior center, but that 74% of Vallejo residents are now people of color, and it's time for the senior center to leave the past behind. She said that selling the pool table wasn't quite like hanging a whites-only sign outside, but its consequence was insult, indignity, and exclusion.
It basically got rid of a group of people that the executive director and the board saw as a problem. And of course, they've never quite said that African-American men were a problem, but the men who mostly utilized the pool table largely were African-American men. So in a sense, they got rid of their problem. So it would seem that if there wasn't a white-only sign, we've gotten some of the same results of getting rid of and disenfranchising African-American men from our senior center.
The ad hoc organization to recover the pool table has asked the Vallejo mayor and city council to intervene, but to no avail. This week, they presented a request for a meeting with the board of the Florence Douglas Senior Center signed by 5% of the membership. They have also asked the City of Vallejo Human Rights Council to study the ongoing problems at the Florence Douglas Senior Center. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.